This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And as usual, we have a winning combination for you today. Starting off with the award-winning Score volunteer, Lucy Polito. Lucy, how are you today?
I am terrific. How about you? It's a beautiful day so far, so life is good.
So it is. I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries radio show, but of course this show is all about Score and everything it has going on, and they got a big going on coming up here in just a few days on April the 11th. It's the Climb event, the Women's Business Conference. Lucy, is everything ready?
Well, I mean, we are almost there, right? We still have, you know, as always, it's like having a party. You always have last minute things that come up. So,
yep.
But we're working. And everything, you know, the important things are all set up. So no issue.
All right. We'll tell you more about that here in just a few moments. But once again, as I said, Score's always got something going on. If you're an entrepreneur or know an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur, you've always thought about it, you need to know the folks at Score, because the first thing they'll do is tell you what it means to be an entrepreneur. And you may not like it when you hear about it, if you haven't already done it. It's usually not easy work. It usually takes quite a bit of commitment and blood, sweat, and oftentimes tears as well. But if you're committed, if you want to get into it, or if you're already in business, Score is the place to go, because they have so many great volunteers like Lucy. You know, we talked to another volunteer on a recent show, and it's just, you know, they have so much experience amongst them and so much great counseling available for you. They can either counsel you quickly, or they can become a mentor to you. It's all up to you and how much you would like them to help you and what you're looking for. So when you're looking for Score, all you got to do is find them at orlando.score.org. They've got a great newsletter there. If you sign up for that, you can get a whole lot of information and find out all about the upcoming events. They have webinars that go on regularly. They have the five courses on how to start a business, and other educational opportunities, including the Coffee with a Leader series, which has been so very popular. It's bi-monthly on Thursday mornings. And all of this, once again, you can see and find out more about at orlando.score.org. They are located here locally. They do have a local office, of course. It's in the National Entrepreneur Center, which is in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, just off of McGuire. If you would like to stop by and just say hi, you're welcome to do that. But better yet, if you would like to call ahead and make an appointment, they can actually speak with you at length. Sometimes they can answer a question right there on the phone. 407-420-4844 is the number for Score, 407-420-4844. If you call during their office hours, which are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 4, and Friday, 10 to 1, you'll get an actual human being, or they'll call you right back. If you call after hours, you just leave a message and they'll call you the very next business day. And once again, this event coming up on April the 11th, you're all invited. There is a ticket price, but you're going to get a whole lot for what you're asked of. And Lucy, let me see if I got all this right again. Doors open about 8:30. The event starts about 9, and it's going to go to 5. So everyone that comes is going to get a breakfast. They're going to get a lunch. Snacks along the way, plus networking, group meetings, great speakers, and something called speed counseling, and all for what is the cost of that?
You know, people, if you don't take advantage of this opportunity, I give up. It's only $20.
$20. Oh, wow. I mean, scratch up usually enough change in the car seats to make at least some of that. So, but it's going to be well worth it, seriously speaking. And the only reason they charge you anything is because it's to cover the cost of, like, the food and things. So it is a great experience. You will definitely come away feeling better for having spent your time there that day. Thursday, April the 11th, you go to orlando.score.org to get those tickets, orlando.score.org. And what is typical of SCORE is they don't charge much, if anything. And for all of their regular services, the mentorship, the education stuff, the Coffee with a Leader program, once again, what's the price on that one, Lucy?
Oh, on that one, it's really, really expensive. It's the total amount is free.
That's right. Absolutely no charge at all to you, thanks to great sponsorships and grants. And of course, SCORE is a nonprofit organization. If you would like to be a sponsor or make donations, they are tax deductible. Orlando.score.org or score.org/Orlando. Either works. All right, that brings us to our guest today, because in a way, she's going to be the hostess of the Climb event, because she is the president of the National Entrepreneur Center, and we're bringing back Belinda Kierkegaard to the show. Belinda, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic now that I'm with both of you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. The last time we had you on the show was, I think it was about a year ago. Nonetheless, what we like to do, even with the returning guest, is have them tell a little bit about their background so you kind of know what we're looking for. Where were you educated? What'd you major in? What was your life, your professional life like up until you became the president of the National Entrepreneur Center?
Well, thank you again for inviting me. I am delighted to be here with you. SCORE is, in fact, one of my favorite resource partners here within the National Entrepreneur Center. So to answer your question, I grew up in a military family. In fact, I bounced around quite a bit. Predominantly, I lived on military bases growing up in Spain, which is where I was born. My mother's from Spain. My father was from Puerto Rico, but landed in New York at a very early age and joined the Air Force at 18. He was stationed to Spain, where he met my mom, and I came along with my siblings. So having bounced around the world in a way, I had to very quickly learn to adjust and meet new friends. So you'll find I'm a very outgoing person and I'm definitely not shy. So I am also very curious by nature. I think that has a lot to do with my upbringing. You're constantly having to learn and absorb. So made for a good fit here at the NEC. But so my father retired when I was 17, 18 years old. He retired here to Orlando, and they still live here, in fact. And my senior year of high school was, in fact, my first year here in Central Florida was my senior year of high school, where I graduated from Winter Park because we had just landed here. I wasn't a freshman in college interested in going away to school. So I went to UCF, the wonderful institution, academic institution that it is. So go Knights, charge on. And I studied political science as well as public administration. And if you're familiar with those studies, one's the policy side of government, and then the other is the administrative side of government. My last semester at UCF, I had the good fortune of being an intern for the office of what's called the mayor of Orange County. Back then it was Linda Chapin. The first person to have the role of mayor, and female, no less. And I got to see at a very young age just her passion and drive for wanting to truly grow community and the importance of civic involvement. So my last semester at UCF was there as an intern. I was, as I jokingly say, unemployed for a weekend. And after that internship, and then started that Monday morning as the administrative aide to a county commissioner, Mary Johnson. Mary Johnson was the first Hispanic elected official to the Orlando City Council and then to the Orange County Commission. And she too had a passion and drive for growing this community. So I had some amazing mentors very early on. I ended up being with Orange County about 7 years. So within those two offices, and then some time in the business development office, which is the minority and women business office for Orange County. I left that office as a senior contract administrator. And in that role, I did outreach, within the community. A lot of it was educating entrepreneurs on how to find bid opportunities within the county and how to submit proposals and go through that process, in addition to contract compliance for what were called term contracts, which were one-time buys or purchasing of goods and services that weren't professional services or construction. So I left there. I think I was a whopping 24 years old. And then went to go work for the Hotel Lodging Association, where I got to learn all about hospitality on a regional basis, and bounced around a little after that, and stayed within governmental affairs for a little while. And
What brought you to the National Entrepreneurship?
I was going to say the city of Kissimmee. City of Kissimmee. I was their economic development director. I was hired to create the program A to Z. And so very familiar after 13 years with what economic development means. And the neat thing about it is that I got to fund organizations that provide business technical support to this community. Coincidentally, those organizations are organizations in the NEC. They're some of our resource partners. So when the opportunity came up to apply for the position of president of the NEC, it just seemed to me like a natural fit. It was a continuation of my experience in economic development. Having been a champion for these organizations, now I get to continue that championing effort, but in a new capacity.
Excellent.
By providing them infrastructure. So here I am, president of the NEC. That was the scenic route.
All right. Okay. And what we'll do is at this point, we'll take a break and come back and find out what it's been like to be the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. Once again, we're speaking with Belinda Kierkegaard. By the way, the website for the National Entrepreneur Center is nationalec.org, nationalec.org. All right? And so please stay with us, because we will be right back with more of What's the Score? Back. We are What's the Score, and I am Christopher Hart, along with Lucy Polito of Score. Our guest today, Belinda Kierkegaard, who's the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. She was on the show with us about a year or so ago after she had just taken the reins as the president. And Lucy, as we said at the time, she had a tough act to follow, didn't she?
Yes, she did. But you know what? She is not disappointing anyone. In fact, she's succeeding most of our expectations. So we are very happy.
Well,
no problem.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thank
Belinda,
you.
What about your expectations? Is it what you thought it was going to be?
All that and more. I've truly, truly enjoyed the last 13 months, or I'm sorry, at this point, it's been about 14 months that I've been on the job, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. We've in partnership with all the amazing resource partners. We've got 19 of them here. And with the investors that we have and continue to grow, we are doing amazing, amazing things here at the NEC.
Well, let's kind of start from the basics, from the bottom up. Once again, tell the folks exactly what is the National Entrepreneur Center.
Yes, so we are the one-stop shop for all small business needs. We are the hub of the providing of business educational training and support for our small business community. We do this in partnership with 19 different nonprofits that are either housed within the NEC or utilize the NEC to provide training and coaching. What I like the most about our center is that we are truly inclusive, and we've been inclusive before it's been trendy. We cater to everyone in this community. And by that, I mean, we have, I think it's seven or eight different chambers of commerce that are all, they're regional chambers. So it's not geographic based, but these are regional chambers that have niche audiences that oftentimes mainstream America doesn't have the ability to reach. So think the African American Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, the Indian American Chamber, the Asian American Chamber, the Haitian Chamber, Pride Chamber, and NABO, which is a women's-based organization. All of them come together here at the center with our technical support organizations like SCORE and provide educational training and coaching to our small business community. What I especially like is that every other month, all 19 resource partners, we get together and we not only report out on what we're doing, but we are talking about trends that we're seeing in our small business community. So we have a true understanding of what's happening in our Central Florida community and collectively can identify things so that we can proactively either address them or assist in guiding our small business community with different hurdles. So it's just an incredible, incredible community that we have here of support resources.
And this is still, if I'm not mistaken, unique, not just to the state, but the country, and I believe still the world. Is still people still come to the National Entrepreneur Center to see what goes on there?
We do. We get visited by international delegations wanting to learn what we're doing here. We are the most comprehensive economic support organization in the country and, possibly the world. I'll go with that until someone tells us otherwise. I will note this. There is one program that is more comprehensive than us. It's based in Atlanta. It's the Russell Innovation Center. It's just phenomenal. However, their only focus is a growing African American community or African American businesses. In Atlanta, that makes sense for their community. We are race gender agnostic. So for that, I say we're the most comprehensive program that exists because we welcome everyone.
Lucy, if I'm not mistaken, SCORE has been partnered with the NEC from the very beginning, hasn't it?
Yes, we have. We
20.
started with them. With we were, in fact, the first group to join that organization. And I think when we started, well, we certainly didn't know where we were going with all of this. And it's grown. And obviously, a lot of people can take credit for that because a lot of organizations began to join us. And now we are a terrific place to come. And there is, anybody who's got a business or has a desire to start a business, this is the place to come. Because if SCORE can help them for whatever reason, any one of our other partners can. So this is a one-stop shop as far as I'm concerned.
And Belinda,
Really is.
you use the term resource partners. I take it that those are all the organizations that are based there, right?
Absolutely, yes. So those are all nonprofit organizations that provide free or reduced cost coaching, training, mentoring, or networking opportunities here at the NEC.
And you said there are currently 19?
There is, and I'm hoping in the next couple months to knock on wood, we have number 20 come online. So I was hoping to bring them in at the end of last year because it was the end of our 20th anniversary. So we'd have 20 for 20, but we have to wait for some paperwork to get done. But
I see.
before the end of this year, we'll have 20, 20 within our resource center
What
or within our center.
does it take to become a resource? What are you looking for other resource partners?
So there's a that's part of, my role is to identify organizations that complement what we do here at the NEC. So as business evolves, so do their needs, so do the services they need access to. So what we're looking for are organizations. They have to, one, be a nonprofit to be part of this ecosystem. They've, two, got to provide educational training, a business educational training or coaching of some sort that isn't duplicating what someone else already in our ecosystem is doing. And so Those are the two, higher benchmarks, I would say, for us to start the conversation. Other items are financial stability, obviously a positive reputation, within the community, and a demonstration of some, success, before we can bring them into the fold. But the biggest thing is to ensure we're not duplicating the services that already exist in our center.
We're speaking with Belinda Kierkegaard. She is the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. By the way, the website is nationalec.org, nationalec.org. Phone number for the National Entrepreneur Center is 407-420-4848. You'll notice that's very similar to the SCORE number. I guess it's all kind of the same line going in there, sort of different,
Yes.
extensions. So it's 407-420-4848. For the National Entrepreneur Center, and it's 4844 for a score, right? So anyway, back to you, Belinda. These resource partners, as you said, they continue to expand. Do you have more office space there?
I am not. I'm busting at the seams, and that's actually one of the other objectives. So we are at capacity here. I've got organizations that are wanting to have a footprint here in the center that currently don't have one. And we have others that need more space. So we are currently inside Fashion Square Mall. The mall, just like other malls across the country, it are no longer the destination shopping destinations that they used to be. And so we have our share of struggles, but we are ultimately looking for our own headquartered facility. And so that's what I'm looking at right now, is identifying different sites that could become the new home of the NEC. Ideally, we'd like to build something brand new so that it's a custom facility that has more than enough space for our existing needs, but allows us to grow. But I've also had a couple of tours of existing sites that I can't go into right now, exactly where, but we've got some promising options, and I feel really good about the future of our next home.
And by the way, it's not like where they're at, they need to get out of there, because that is state-of-the-art facilities that they do have. It's just a matter of size. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, and I will note, a custom build out or a custom facility will take into account all the new technologies. So right now we are, in fact, our facility is set up and designed to provide excellent support and help and infrastructure for programs. But we can elevate it, and some of that elevation requires newer technologies, and the amount of retrofitting that those newer technologies would take on would require us tearing down walls or running cables, and that's, cosmetically, for I'll be vain, cosmetically those just don't look good. But a new facility would be able to have that all built in. I'll use the example. So many of the trainings nowadays are, it's a mix. It's a hybrid of in-person and online. Well, our training rooms are equipped for that, but it requires multiple people, one to train the class, one to
Right.
monitor the computers. And,
Okay.
with today's
It, right.
technology, you can
Okay.
do it with
All
one
right.
person,
All
folks.
right. All right. I have to cut you off there, though, simply because of the clock, but we're going to pick it up right here when we come back. Once again, speaking with Belinda Kierkegaard, the president of the National Entrepreneur Center, and you'll see the facilities. And once again, they're fine facilities, especially for events like the Climb event coming up on April the 11th. Get your tickets at orlando.score.org. And we'll be right back with more of What's the Score? Welcome back to What's the Score? Once again, this is the show designed to help you take advantage of SCORE, because they have a lot to offer. Lucy Pulido from SCORE is here, along with myself, Christopher Hart. Our guest today is Belinda Kierkegaard, who is the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. which is, of course, where the SCORE offices are and, of course, where they're going to be holding the Women's Business Conference. They're calling it the CLIMB event, and that is on Thursday, April the 11th. Doors will open at 8:30, and it'll start about 9 once they get everybody in there and seated, and it's going to be a full day of networking. You'll also have opportunities to attend sessions where you can ask questions of panels. There'll be great speakers. There'll be something called speed counseling. I'll have Lucy describe that again for you here in just a few moments. And all of this at the low, low, low price of $20 per ticket, which will include breakfast, lunch, and snacks along the way. So please take advantage of it. Get your tickets at orlando.score.org. That's orlando.score.org or score.org/Orlando. Either one works. And we'd love to see you there on April the 11th. And Lucy, once again, tell the folks what speed counseling is.
Well, speed counseling is where some of our mentors will be available. And if you have some questions in reference to your business or what you want to do with your business, anything regarding what you are working on to hopefully grow and improve your business, your activities, whatever the case may be, there will be a number of counselors who will be able to spend maybe 15 to 20 minutes with you to discuss whatever the issue is. And if it needs more time, then of course we can reschedule you during the course of the week. Whenever you are available, you can come and see us and continue with that conference or that question that you may have. We may be able to answer it right away, or we may continue to work with you, whether it be in person or by phone. So the idea is to let you know that we are there, we're available, and whatever questions you may have about your business or whether you're starting a business, where you're ending a business, whatever the case may be, we will have people there that can help you, at least initially, get you going and starting whatever it is function that you want to take care of.
Okay, so once again, get your tickets for the CLIMB event, the Women's Business Conference, on Thursday, April the 11th. Get those tickets at orlando.score.org. Okay, back to Belinda Kirkegaard. Of course, she's the president of the National Entrepreneur Center, who I take it, will you be in the offices that day, Belinda?
I will. I'm hoping to actually be at the event as well. I can't be there the entire time, but a vast majority of it. So I'm looking forward to it. I participated last year and had a great time.
I would imagine in a position like yours, I mean, it's not exactly 24/7, but it's not 9 to 5 either, is it?
No, it's not. I get pulled in many different directions, but I really enjoy and love it. At the end of the day, although I'm the center and I'm providing the infrastructure for organizations, I'm also their spokesman. I'm hoping they all appreciate that. But at the end of the day, I'm an advocate for small business and for all of them. So when we seek investors in our center, it's more than just to keep the lights on and keeping up with technology here at the center. It's supporting 19 different organizations that do work here. I am very proud of the work that gets done here. And we didn't go into this, Christopher, but we did an economic impact analysis of the center, of the technical providers. And in the last 3 years, over 17,000 jobs were created by the organizations that offer the technical support. And those are direct jobs. If you take into account the indirect and induced jobs that are created by these technical providers, you know, that number jumps up to over 39,000 total jobs that in our ecosystem were created over the last 3 years. That's a very impressive number. And we've got organizations, you know, in Central Florida that are responsible for job creations that don't hit that high of numbers. So I'm very proud of what we do.
Let me be sure we understand this. Those are direct impacts. Those job numbers is a direct impact indication of the Entrepreneurs Center's effect on the economy in Central Florida.
Yes, the effectiveness of the work that we do, absolutely. If you were to just look at how many entrepreneurs we train or coach. Last year, we trained or coached almost 25,000 entrepreneurs in our ecosystem. The year before that, it was over 22,000. So we consistently are growing the number of entrepreneurs that we've helped in Central Florida. And so, of those that create their jobs, that hire individuals, that's those employment, those are the employment numbers that are generated. We did, as part of the economic impact analysis that was done, we also learned that the gross domestic product that's generated by just the technical providers, and that on a regional basis, so GDP, but for the region, they impacted our region to the tune of $4.7 billion in the last 3 years.
Wow.
Billion, $4.7 billion worth of regional GDP that our technical providers have impacted our Central Florida community. So it again, we do amazing work here, and I am so proud to represent this center and, be a spokesman for all these organizations and be a champion for our small business community.
Lucy, that is a significant impact here on the local economy, of course, a positive impact on the local economy. And I know, you've been saying for those last few years that SCORE never saw any kind of slowdown, when there was the lockdown, and everything has just kept accelerating. So the trend is the same.
You know, I am in fact the oldest person in SCORE, and it's amazing because I started with SCORE when we were in a very tiny office in the Social Security building. And when I think about how we have grown and how much we have improved in every way, shape, and form, because we try to stay abreast of what's going on, obviously, it is amazing really how much the whole concept has grown. And of course, once we started with the way that when we moved to the center where we are right now, it's amazing because now we have all these partners where we can help even more. So SCORE has grown quite a bit. I mean, when I started, we had like a total of about 4 or 5 volunteers. And now, just locally, we have over 60. So those are people that are active that come in to work on a daily basis. So it's amazing how we at SCORE have grown. Now, when you add all the other organizations that are together, that's a lot of great job that has been done throughout the whole idea of this, the whole idea of having this whole group under one roof is just fantastic.
Back to you, Belinda. Do you have other numbers from that impact study you'd like to share?
I do. So when it comes to output and sales, and again, this is over a 3-year window of time, output and sales was $7.5 billion of an
Jeez.
impact to our region.
Wow.
Personal income that was captured, and these are just the technical providers, are 2.9, so almost $3 billion of an impact as well. So yeah, again, amazing work. One of the things that I'm anticipating is rolling out a capital campaign for the new facility, build out, whether it be brand new or building out a space. And I'm looking at having to raise $16 million if it's a brand new facility. And I'm not intimidated because we have large foundations, global foundations, that are going to be just as impressed as we are with these numbers. They want to get behind, organizations and centers like ours that are demonstrating we are moving the needle, we're making a difference. And so this report was not only important for our own, knowledge, But to tell the story of what we do and what we impact, and we impact a bit.
I think it would be fair to also extrapolate from that that it says something about the health of the economy here locally, does it not?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We are a growing community. The state of Florida is growing. Florida ranks always one of the top 3 to 5 states in the country for its pro-business attitude. And when you've got in the state of Florida 1,000 people moving here every day, that's very telling of not only the perception of Florida's economic health, but the realities. So we've got 1,000 people moving to Florida every day. We've got 1,000 people moving into Central Florida every week. And we see it with just the amount of construction that's happening in our community. So, and it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. So, we continue to grow, and that really is a win for all of us.
Excellent. We are speaking with Belinda Kierkegaard, the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. That website is nationalec.org. The phone number 407-420-4848, 407-420-4848 for the National Entrepreneur Center. And don't forget, that's where the Climb event is going to be on April the 11th. So if you haven't been there yet, it's worth going to the event just for that. But now you got a lot of great reasons to go to Climb. That's Thursday, April the 11th, the Women's Business Conference. Get your tickets at orlando.score.org. They're only $20, but it includes breakfast, lunch, and snacks, and a whole lot of great networking and speakers. Orlando.score.org, and we'll be right back with more of What's the Score? We're What's the Score? And once again, we want to thank you for tuning in and telling your friends and family about the show. The word has really spread around Central Florida about Score and now also about the National Entrepreneur Center because of this radio show. And you can have that great opportunity as well. All you have to do is call the folks here at Salem Media Group Orlando, 407-618-1760. They'll put you in the radio world, get your message out to mass audiences with great signals, both AM and FM. And also, they can now integrate it with your social media platform marketing. And just go maybe social media platform marketing if you want to go that route. They can do either or both, because they can do it all at Salem Media Group Orlando. You can find them at Salem Surround. Just Google Salem Surround, that is, or go to surroundorlando.com, surroundorlando.com. Or Google Salem Surround to find out how they can help you. They'll even do an audit for you of your social media platforms to see how effective they are or maybe not for you and what they can do to make them effective. And once again, they can integrate that with a radio message as well. Or maybe you just want to go radio because it's still the most effective way to reach a mass audience and do it every day. All right, so let's get now back to our guest, Belinda Kierkegaard, who is the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. And you mentioned something during the break about rebranding and a new website and everything. Have I been given out some place that is not going to be there soon?
Yeah, we are very excited. We are, so not only is there the NEC, but we have two service lines. And there was a need to realign all our logos. And so we just went through that exercise. We just rolled out a new logo. We wrapped up our 20th anniversary that had its own unique logo and launched our new brand. So we still have the light bulb, which is iconic to the National Entrepreneur Center, but we are based on the philosophy of economic gardening, where an entrepreneur starts with an idea. That's a seed that gets planted, watered, and grown. It grows and becomes a company, and become, it's comparable to the seed that's planted in a garden, becomes a tree, and grows community, grows that garden. So we continue to have the leaf, but just within the center of our light bulb and our two service lines, BizLink Orange and our Central Florida International Trade Office, have very similar light bulbs with their icons within them. So we're so delighted. I've gotten so much positive feedback on the new look of our logos. And I'm excited to say that this Friday, our new website will also be going live. So we're excited about not only the new look and feel, but much user-friendlier ways of navigating around to find the right resources for entrepreneurs to find their assistance. And then within the website, I will note we have BizLink Orange, which is the virtual side of everything that exists within the National Entrepreneur Center. It contains a series of how-to guides. So, how to start a business, how to go through the permitting process, how to get incorporated. Our how-to guides are available for entrepreneurs to go look at and read at their convenience. So, for those listeners that are nocturnal and, can't sleep at 3 in the morning, but want to learn how to put together a business plan, they can do that at their convenience at 3 in the morning on our website. And I will also note on our website, we have our business calendar. So, and this one is very much unique to it, nothing else exists like it in Central Florida. And I would venture to say it's as comprehensive as it come in the country. So we have a calendar that identifies all business activities from nonprofits that are happening in Central Florida. Now, I'm not necessarily the most techie person on earth, so I'm going to not explain this correctly. But Katie, who is our in-house guru for BizLink, the BizLink website, so we've got what's called the scraping tool, where it goes out into the cyber universe and it captures information on events and activities happening within the business world and populates our calendar. There's obviously a vetting process, so we're not just capturing things and putting them into this calendar. There are things that obviously make sense. But the one thing I will say is individuals, entrepreneurs that are interested in learning or networking, not quite sure where to start and want something to do, go to the website, go to that calendar. And if you have a free Tuesday night, Wednesday night, whatever night, go to the calendar, see what's happening in Central Florida, and we encourage you to attend. And then I also encourage organizations that are planning events to utilize that calendar to see if the date that they're selecting for their activity is going to conflict with another large event happening. So, if, for example, you're wanting to have a big breakfast and it happens to be the same date that one of the mayors is having their State of the County address, maybe not the best morning, to have your event. So, utilize that not only to find out what's happening in town for you to attend, but also if you're as you're planning events. Figure out what's happening in town and make sure that you've got an ideal date that is going to set your organization up for success in attendance.
Fantastic. Once and now is that going to be the same address, nationalec.org?
It is. So
Okay.
NEC National, I'm sorry, nationalec.org. So come this Friday, you'll have a new look and feel if you want to go to the site now and then go back on Friday.
You'll see
To see
before,
the
after.
upgrades.
Right.
Yeah, we encourage that.
All right. We're speaking with Belinda Kirkegaard, the president of the National Entrepreneur Center. And Lucy, I can see now why everybody is pretty happy with her stewardship of the NEC.
That's right. We are now, she has made sure that we are in the 21st century.
That's right. And we just have a few minutes left. On top of everything you've already got on your plate, is there any one other particular goal you have in mind that you would like to see happen?
We're always looking for new friends, whether it be resource partners or organizations that are looking to, provide educational training and support to our business community, but also looking for investors, organizations that are interested in contributing to our ecosystem that want to pay it forward. They've been successful, and so we're always looking for ways to engage our corporate friends. And then I know with SCORE, you're often looking for volunteers. So those individuals that, thinking about retiring, but still, want to take up a hobby, pay it forward, come help entrepreneurs, get grounded and get grounded in their business correctly.
Okay.
You know what? It's a great way to give back. At the end of the day, anybody who has been in business for a long, long time, once you retire, you say, well, I'm going to travel and all that. And yes, you do get to travel, but you can't travel forever the rest of your time. So the way to kind of still be part of the business world is to give back. And certainly being a volunteer is a certainly a wonderful way of doing it because you can see the results. When you find somebody that you can help and you see them starting a business and being successful, in a way, that's what how we get rewarded. That's the way we get paid back.
Yeah.
Belinda, would you like to follow on with that?
Oh, it so like Lucy said, I always say I've got a public servant's heart. There is no better feeling than when you've helped someone for just the sake of helping. There is such a sense of satisfaction. And I recently was asked, what inspires me? Entrepreneurs inspire me. That entrepreneur spirit is by far just so magical. And when you're sitting down and listening to someone and, hearing them talk about what they're hoping to do, what they're hoping to achieve, and you can help guide them. There's something so remarkable about that experience. And, I call it magic because it's contagious too. It just,
Well,
it's so uplifting, inspiring. And it's hard. You've got to have experienced it at least once to truly understand what we mean by magical, but it's just such a great feeling.
it certainly is, and small businesses are the backbone of the American economy, any economy for that matter, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
And
Yeah.
boy, that's why organizations like the National Entrepreneur Center are such a great organization to have in our community. This organization is such a great organization to have in our community because it has made such a big difference, as we heard from Belinda earlier. Well, thank you so very much. It's been great getting an update from you and having you back on the show and finding out
Thank
more
you for
about what's
having me.
going on at the National Entrepreneur Center. Absolutely. And of course, she's going to be there. And Lucy will be there. I think I'm going to even stop by there for a little while at the Climb event on Thursday, April the 11th. It's going to be at the National Entrepreneur Center, which we've just been talking about, in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End, just off McGuire. Lots of free parking. That will not be an issue. So come on out and
Right.
join us. The tickets are only $20, includes breakfast, lunch, and snacks. And it'll be an all-day event, 9 to 5. The doors open. You can register, get in there and get signed up at 8:30. But please pre-register and get your tickets ahead of time at orlando.score.org, orlando.score.org. And don't forget, this coming Friday, to check out the new National Entrepreneur website at nationalec.org. Well, Belinda, thank you once again very much for being on the show today. And
Thank you for having me.
absolutely, absolutely. And Lucy, well, we'll be talking to you next week. But in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, please get those tickets, orlando.score.org. And until next week, that's going to be all for us. And that's all for What's the Score?
What's the Score is a public service presentation of Salem Media Group Orlando. All rights reserved. This was a pre-recorded show.